How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Pot me up. Okay, beam me up, Scotty. I'm here. All right. Better late than never, but we're here, ladies and gentlemen. Only a few seconds, and we are back on. Yes, indeed. What's today, Manny? Well, Wednesday? It is? Wow. You know what Wednesday is, don't you? It's Prince Spaghetti Day. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day, when all the princes have spaghetti. Yes. Well, you're not a New Englander, so you don't know. But anyway, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. But I didn't have spaghetti. Just want to mention that to you. But I don't want you to follow that concept through any sort of logical genuflections, as it were. In any event, I'm here. Breaking the ice. Now, tonight, in the second hour of the program, we are going to have none other than the gentleman who went up to Canada. He went up to Quebec. And he brought his cameras with him and his mics and his notepads and everything else, his computers and his iPods, his APods, his UPods, and he's back. Dr. Jerome Corsi will grace the airwaves here, hopefully, at RBN. Yes, he will do that in the second hour. So I want you to get ready. If you have a question or a comment, then please don't hold back in the second hour. All right, he will be here, 10 o'clock Central, so keep that in mind. That's 11 Eastern time, our time, his time, my time. It's interesting to note that George Bush used the occasion of the first Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America Summit in Waco, Texas, as you remember, in 2005, to call the American Minutemen, those that are attempting to have the government do its job and enforce the border, and volunteered to do it, the government wouldn't, as vigilantes. Little Georgie, baby George, referred to you as vigilantes. Now, yesterday, at this third annual summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, in Montebello, Quebec, he charged that anyone who was concerned about the SPP was advancing a North American Union agenda or supporting a NAFTA superhighway was a, quote, you guessed it, conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy theorist, like George himself, who conspiracy thought about 9/11, that somehow this little old man in a cave, Obama, whatever his name is today, was responsible for carrying out the attacks on 9/11. Talk about conspiracy theories, huh? You have to reach for that one, and he did. I remember what he said, too, about us. Yeah, getting a little nervous. All right. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here at Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Yes, indeed. That I agree with, Bill. Bill Clinton, my old buddy. Well, anyway, you remember when 9/11 took place and George was reading the kiddies book upside down? Somebody had to prompt him and tell him how to prepare for the script of the treachery of 9/11. And when all of the people like Rick Adams and you out there were raising questions about 9/11, and you didn't believe the government's conspiracy theory, well, George Bush turned around and said that you're engaging in conspiracy theories again. Not him, not the big gov boys, not the feds, but you. You people, you know, like Mr. Reynolds and all of you out there who are, you know, inquisitors. Oh, my. Even part of the first Bush administration saying they didn't believe the story of 9/11. And then there was David Griffin and his books, and we had not only Mr. Reynolds and his acquisition to the studies of those who had said, no, doesn't make sense, doesn't add up, story is absolutely bogus, it was an inside job. Yes, all of them, all of these people were conspiracy theorists, according to George Bush. And he was nervous when he said it. He was very shaky. I remember watching his face, but he said it nonetheless. Well, he's saying it again now. He's saying it all about this latest summit that was just over yesterday in Montebello, Quebec. So now the three leaders have met at least officially three times now, each in the countries in question in North America, U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And now we'd like to know exactly what they have accomplished, what they have tried to push America and Canada and Mexico into. Well, they would have you believe that all they're doing is just sitting down, you know, exchanging a few words of friendship and love and having some tea and some crumpets, and that's about it. And then they just, you know, they meet, they eat, and they retreat. That's all. Nothing nefarious. It's all an innocuous affair, right? Well, that's what George would have you believe. Well, when Dr. Corsi comes on, we'll ask him what he surmises has happened, and we know some of the things that have happened and are taking place, and the reality of the NAFTA superhighway continues to go on. The congressmen who have stepped forward and have decided that they're not going to fund this, they're not going to allow for it. But then again, George Bush always manages to find a cookie jar, right? He always manages to find that hideaway cash in the closet. So we could just take whatever we want and do whatever we want. Who cares? The American people, remember, Harry Hopkins, Roosevelt's confidant, could boast, after taking America through the Depression and then through the evils of war, that the American people are too damn dumb to understand. And that's what Harry Hopkins said about you, about your forebears, about your parents, your grandparents. They could be fooled very easily. Well, I hate to say it, but he wasn't entirely wrong. Unfortunately, most people are gullible, and they will do what the government wants them to do, rather than what they should do and how they should think independently of the government. So, George Bush says you are a conspiracy theorist. And that means you, Jim in Texas, you're on the program. You're a conspiracy theorist, Jim.
And you know what, Rick? You're absolutely right, and President Bush is absolutely right. And I didn't quite hear him clearly because my tinfoil hat kept falling down over my ears, okay? And so I'm not sure exactly what he said, but he's probably right because, you know, I believe in fairy tales. I believe in the Great Pumpkin and the Easter Bunny, and I believe in all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I believe in 9/11, the government version, although I understand a night or two ago they had on the History Channel mm-hmm. where I was listening to a show here locally in Corpus Christi where the local talk show host said that the History Channel special had completely debunked the 9/11 crackpot tinfoil hat wearing theorist. It completely debunked them and made them out to be the fools that they were. Okay, I didn't watch it, but I'm listening to what this local talk show host in the morning. Hmm. And I'm thinking, nobody can be that stupid.
You want to bet?
Maybe there are people out there that are that stupid, you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know there's a bunch of them in New England that almost qualify to be that stupid, but This is what the guy was talking about. And his callers were talking and agreeing with him. Oh, yes, they completely debunked the 9/11 theorists, conspiracy theorists, and they showed how they were completely wrong about everything, that steel doesn't melt at 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit, and that jet fuel burns at 10,000 degrees and it could easily destroy a whole building. Mm-hmm. But they never bothered to explain why a skyscraper a block away was on fire a day or so ago and it's still standing. I don't understand that.
Well, there's a lot of things they don't explain, but they don't have to. They just put out a thought and they make an accusation and then they categorize you as a, quote, conspiracy nut. And that's all they have to do because you know and I know that they don't deal in logic. They don't deal in physics. They don't deal in the reality of the real world. They deal in the world of mythology. So it's no surprise that people like that would say that. They're not honest. It's not a matter of them not having the brains to be able to figure out there's a lot of falsehoods in what the government has claimed, but they know that if they start probing, they're going to wind up in big trouble. They're going to wind up without a paycheck, for one thing.
But I've never heard anybody say, Rick, at what temperature does my tinfoil hat melt at, you know? And so therefore I could get some kind of gauge as to whether these people believe in any physics at all.
Well, you know, I mean, look, you can go through all of the efforts that Professor Stephen Jones has gone through, and he has shown unquestionably that the building definitely was sabotaged prior to 9/11, and there were explosives planted throughout. The thermite was used, and the joints were cut and so forth. But just ask yourself, how is it possible for structural beams, these steel girders, to be flying outside of the building with a meltdown, with no internal explosives planted whatsoever? They would not fly out. They would not come out horizontally, which is the way they came out, and people who saw them come out and obviously did a tremendous amount of, quote, collateral damage. But they say, we don't care about that. Those
right.
are facts, and we cannot be confused with facts. Well, that dispels the whole idea of the collapse of the towers through the fire and the melting steel. Right there. That's just one simple point. Then the steel, by the way, was cordoned off and then shipped to China.
Without examination.
Mm-hmm.
Without examination.
Exactly.
I went through this with my twin brother, and I asked him the same questions, mm-hmm. and the only answer I got from him was, well, what happened to Barbara Olson? Okay? Now, this is a complete Jewish type of argument.
Uh-huh.
You know, I won't address any of the facts you presented. I will hit you with something that has nothing to do with it, except what happened to Barbara Olson?
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. This is from my own twin brother. What happened to Barbara Olson was his answer. This is the kind of answers you get from these people.
Well, that's not a bad question. What did happen to Ted Olson's wife? Where
it doesn't matter what happened to Barbara Olson. That has nothing to do with physics. What happened to Barbara Olson?
No, but you see, that is a good question, because actually you realize that Barbara was more than likely eliminated. And the people who were with her on that plane were eliminated, not through any crash, not through any terrorist action, but through other actions that you have to ask yourself, where did the passengers wind up?
But that has nothing to do with the physics, is the point I was trying
to make
with him.
No, it has nothing to do with the physics, obviously, yeah.
You can get rid of it. In the first place, all three of those major flights, or four flights that were involved, they were all less than one-third full. So we're talking about a total of 125, 130 people, which is easy to get rid of. You can put them all on one plane and fly it out over the ocean and, you know, crash it. That's easy to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, why would he come up with a statement of, well, if everything you say is true, and I can't deny what you're saying is true, then what happened to Barbara Olson?
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know what you call it. There's a terminology for it, and it escapes me at the moment.
Well, it's circuitous reasoning, I guess you
could
say.
There you go.
But it certainly doesn't deal with the physics. You're right. But there are legitimate questions about what happened to them, and it has nothing to do, as you point out, with the reality of the laws of physics being violated right there as they claim they happened. That would be a total and complete anomaly that makes no sense whatsoever. And it didn't make any sense when it happened. And when the government published these theories, and John Ashcroft claimed that we had all of the suspects, and there were originally more, and they originally planned to fly 20, maybe 30 planes, whatever, but they settled on these four planes and these 20 hijackers, one of whom, quote, survived the attacks, and we arrested him and apprehended him, and we tried him because he even admitted to it.
But
I have some bridges I'd like to sell you, Jim.
The part that disturbs me most is they had a special on the TV about this one woman from Boston that was supposedly going to fly with her dear friend to Los Angeles on one of the flights. But the flight was full, so she had to book another flight, and therefore she missed it. And all the flights were less than one-third full.
Yeah.
Nobody puts two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she have to book on another flight if there was only a third full?
Oh, you can go on and on. You want to hang on? You may.
Sure.
There are a lot of questions that are unanswered, and that is why the American public is highly skeptical, and anyone who isn't honest, or is an out-and-out fool. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we are back with Jim in Texas. Yes, Jim, and so you don't you don't buy into these conspiracy theories that George Bush and company have put forward. Just don't believe them, huh?
Why would I buy into it? I've spent a small fortune on tinfoil hats here, trying to keep myself in the mold of George Bush's admonition about these people that don't believe what they're told. So,
but you have a brother, and you have other acquaintances that simply think that you're a little bit damp in the attic, maybe, when you suggest that maybe this was an inside job, huh?
It isn't just my brother. My brother, who's I can't explain him, and I don't know whether anybody can ever explain anybody else. But at least he sees enough. He told my sister and brother-in-law, who was out visiting him in Las Vegas. He's trying to tell them about the USS Liberty, and their answer when he told them what happened to the Liberty and who done it, their answer was, "Well, that ship shouldn't have been there." Now, what kind of thinking is that?
There you go. There you go. It's like the girl that got raped in the middle of the night in a bar room, and we've seen incidents where that's happened. And the popular critics, the geniuses on the talk shows, will call and say, "Well, what was she doing there?
Why was she so scantily
dressed?" Well, those are legitimate questions, but the fact of the matter is, what do they have to do with anything? Crime has been committed, and the crime itself is the issue, right?
Right, absolutely. But this, I'm talking about within my own family.
Okay? Oh, I mean, look,
so,
that's typical.
And if you can't explain something within your own family and nobody gets it, what choice or chance do you have trying to explain to the general public?
Well, now you understand the meaning of the biblical admonition that the whole world lies in deception, and only a few can understand really the nature of the deception of this monstrous system of lies that is part and parcel of the New World Order. See? Now you can begin to understand it. Why do
I've understood it for a number of years, but I still can't understand why I can't get hardly anybody else, maybe one or two.
Well,
I
know, let's go back to Pearl Harbor, where we now know unequivocally and without any question whatsoever that not only did Roosevelt know the attack was coming, but he knew exactly where it was going to happen, and he knew that it was going to happen when it did. In other words, he deliberately moved heaven and earth, if I may use the expression, to get the Japanese to attack America, intentionally and deliberately killed thousands of Americans, deliberately murdered them, so he and Stalin and Churchill could get us into World War II. And that now is no question about it, cannot be argued against, that the Roosevelt administration was guilty of this genocide and this treason against Americans and America.
And
no doubt about it. But you know what? Let me tell you something, Jim. I've said that on my TV show, and I've proven it, and I've offered the documentation. You'll always get this genius that'll come forward and say, well, I never heard that before. Where do you get your information? And I say, from the books of history, you dummy. You see, you people continue to prove the point that I'm making, and that is that the media are so corrupt, they are so top-heavy with dishonest people and liars, that you cannot possibly do your own research to figure it out, to understand that you're not being told the truth by the media. You have to go digging. What does that tell you? Tells you that the media have lied to you, that you are the victim of a deception, as the scriptures have indicated. But you're not willing to admit it. You'd rather take the easy path. Oh, no, it can't happen to us. People don't lie in government, do they? No, not in this government. Not here in America. Can't happen here.
The point that makes me so mad, Rick, the point that makes me really mad is that we're talking about people that deliberately sacrificed thousands of their own citizens and don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. Now, if you would go out and say, I'm going to wipe out four or five subdivisions and 4,000 or 5,000 people here, and they'd say, well, you can't do that. But you say, well, the government wiped out 2,400 people or 2,800 or whatever it was at Pearl Harbor and 3,000 at 9/11, it means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't. You're right. The human nature factor is just amazing. They fluff it off because it doesn't directly affect them. If you had a loved one that was lost there, it would mean something to you. But people do not think. They do not think as Americans. They simply do not care. And you're right, they don't, because whatever makes them feel good is fine with them. Whatever disturbs their pleasantry is not good. And that's the reality of human nature.
You know, it's the old thing about how dare you make me face reality.
That's it. That's it, Jim.
And
you
so
got
that's
it in a nutshell.
Point. So I'll get off and let you get
well,
on
that's
with
wonderful.
Your show.
Thank you for stimulating my visceral juices tonight.
Well,
thank
I hope you're not so steamed up. You're going to go visit the Holy Land again up at Hyannisport.
Oh, no, I can't do that. They barred me from that. No, I can't do it.
I guess I said bad things
about them.
I hope it wasn't a worshipful look on your face as you approached the Kennedy compound up there, but...
Well, I'll tell you one thing I didn't do. I didn't bend over and kiss the wall. I left
well,
that to the rabbis.
Because of the, Rick, you couldn't because of the crowd that was already there. So. Okay, Rick,
talking
to you.
I couldn't do it. There were too many rabbis doing it. All right,
there you
thank
go.
You. We'll be back in just 3 minutes to continue tonight's program. And in a half an hour or so, we're expecting Dr. Jerry Corsi to join with me discussing the summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership that doesn't exist. All right, we'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I find this a perfect opportunity to once again remind you, those of you who would like to get the book about 9/11 by Dr. K. Qasem Khalil, Wrongly Blamed, 400 pages and more of documentation and some interesting questions in his travels about what is really happening in this world today. Some philosophy, but yes, mostly documentation showing who really carried out the 9/11 attacks and the London bombings. He was there and he saw the work, the handiwork of what happened and how it happened, and not how the media reported it as happening. So, you know, the tube, you remember the tube, you remember the buildings, 9/11, you remember the bombing of the coal, you remember the Jordanian hotel bombings, you remember all of this, the Saudi bombings, you remember them? Well, he's going to tell you who was responsible for it and where the evidence leads. All roads lead to one particular city, and it's not in the United States, by the way. I'll give you a little hint, though. Remember the crucifixion of Jesus? Remember who carried it out? What city? Well, you can get the book without having to order it through PayPal, order it through credit card. You can send a money order or a check to the publisher, and that's Knowledge House Publishers. Knowledge House Publishers, 105 East Town Line Road. Two words, East and Town Line Road. Unit 116, and that's in Vernon Hills, Illinois. Vernon with a V, Vernon Hills, Illinois. The zip code is 60061. How's that? 60061, $10 plus $3 for Media Mail shipping. Make sure you mention that. Media Mail shipping, Rick Adams Show, $13 for the book, Wrongly Blamed. All right? Now, he tells you that there was involvement on the part of the State of Israel. And he's not wrong. How did he know? Well, Dr. K knew the same way that other honest reporters will tell you they knew, and that is from reading the reports at the time that apparently were reported and then much of them just buried, most of them. Fox News particularly buried its site, its reports about the Israeli spy network operating right there at the heart of 9/11 and all the way up and down the East Coast. Of course, you know, the whole country of America is Israeli-occupied territory, so we don't want to limit these poor little kids from Israel to just one part of the country. But the reality, again, is that Israelis were implicated and involved. And one way you know they were involved in the attack on the World Trade Center, in this false flag operation, was the arrest of the five men on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River. These men were described as Middle Eastern in the first media reports, you remember, but then they were identified as Israelis. And Dr. K shows that in the book. This story was not corrected or updated when it became known that these men were not Arabs, were not those dirty, bearded, smelly-looking people, but those wonderful, kind-hearted, tolerant, loving, besieged people from Israel. You see? Yes, that's the story they forgot. That's the story that all of the big media moguls just happened not to correct or update. That the five jubilant Middle Eastern men who had photographed themselves smiling and celebrating with the burning World Trade Center in the background were indeed Israelis. That's right. Some of their names, I believe, were Odid, Sivan, Kurtzberg, Marman, Yaron, Shamel. And, of course, they had been known to the U.S. authorities for a long time as agents of the Mossad. And that fact was also ignored by the media bosses. So just that alone should draw suspicion to you about who was responsible for 9/11. And was it an inside job? Yeah, but it was also an outside inside job. Yeah. I could go on and on and on, and I will some night take more time because this needs to be discussed, particularly in lieu of expected other false flag activity, with George Bush smirking and smiling and saying, with all the work of conspiracy theorists. 800-313-9443 is the number. And let me go to the phones, take Joe in Virginia next. Hello, Joe.
How you doing, Mr. Adams?
I'm doing well, Mr. Joe.
Are you just call me Joe. Hey, I want to make a sort of sad commentary joke here. I went with Tommy Crier a little bit and truthattack.org and Gary Thomason, and I'm sure you've heard of Tom Crier.
Uh-huh.
And can you imagine, I've never heard anybody say this, but you know this tax that we're paying is paying for all this stuff that you're talking about because mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff is being financed through the international banking system?
Of course it is, sure.
So, you know, I'm just wondering if we just started using that term, you're paying for this, if it might help bring people's awareness about a little bit more to the situation. As long as we keep sending them this money, these bankers are going to have this money to finance all these horrible things that are happening around the world, the New World Order, it's the SPP, our rights being taken away, more terror attacks. And, you know, personally, I'm just getting tired of it. And I really appreciate it. I'm new to RBN now just because I got involved with the Cryer case.
Yes.
And I found you, and I heard about RBN first from Tommy and him doing his show.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are just laying it out there on the line to these people. I'm calling my friends saying, you need to get on this. You need to start listening to this. We've actually got some Ron Paul action going around here, people hanging up revolution signs over the interstate. I'm starting to think people are waking up. But I'm not sure, because I'm still going out on the streets meeting people, handing stuff out, and they've never heard of any of this stuff. And I said, well, you need to go to RBN Radio where the real news is given to people, and stop, get away from CNN, Fox News, all this propaganda stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Well,
you're right.
That's what we're doing.
Right.
I'm a truck driver. I go all over the country, and we hand out stuff. We make our own personal flyers for RBN, Tom Cryer, truthattack.org, and we hand them out to people, get to know the real truth. And, you know, you and Mr. Dankoff in the morning, when I'm home for my 2 weeks off, I listen to you guys just religiously. My kids want to kick me off the computer because I keep it on 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
The thing, let me get back to what I'm saying. The people are paying for this mess.
Yes, absolutely they're paying for it. And unfortunately, we haven't seen anything stop it yet. And I don't think we're about to. And, you know, the reality is that people have grown accustomed to it, Joe. They have learned to live with this criminality.
So you think it's just that they've become comfortably numb, as the song says?
They become anesthetized, yes.
Okay.
Use that word, yes.
I know when I opened my eyes up 10 years ago, I've been on this, like, stink on a, you know, a wagon there. Mm-hmm. And
you,
I just
you're a trucker, you say, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, you work independently or for a bigger company?
Well, I own my own rig, and I lease to one of the world's largest, trucking company. And funny enough, the owner of the company used to be a member of the Federal Reserve Board.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him quite well before he contracted Alzheimer's, and he told me stories about the banking system and everything. That's where I got my eyes open to it.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Don Snyder.
Mm.
And you can pull him up on the net, and you can find out all kinds of things. He sat on the board with Alan Greenspan for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Really nice man, but he said, yes, everything you've heard and didn't want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
he verified it, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, it kind of, you know, like I said, it was the beginning of opening up my eyes over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, what do we do? How do we get these people to wake up? I mean, you know, Aaron Russo's movie, I think, has done a lot.
Well, I mean, you're never going to wake up all of the people all of the time, as, you know, I can paraphrase that saying from Abe Lincoln. But, you know, it's really a matter of those who know what's going on. A tiny minority of the population of any country in history has been in a position to change things, you see? So you have to realize the organized few are far more powerful than the unorganized and uninformed many.
Well, and another thing, we've got to get these young people to start paying attention, because it's their futures that are going to be dashed against the rocks.
Well, that's true, and that's what we've been working on, yes.
Old men like me and you, and I don't know how old you are.
Well, I'm over 50, and I'm under 100.
Okay. yeah. Anyway, us...
But
you
not
know,
much over 50.
Hopefully we can coast, and I don't mean coast through it, but, you know, make it to our... You know, it's almost like the day death comes, you know, I won't fear it. I'll almost welcome it because of the nightmares I'm seeing.
Right.
But it's my granddaughters. Mm-hmm. And my 30-year-old and my 28-year-old twins, that, you know, their life ahead of them, you know, and I tell them every day, I said, you've got to watch your government. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was 80 years old when he passed away in 2001, and he passed away before 9/11. But when I was a young man, he told me this, and I it didn't sink into me till quite a few years back. He said, "Son," he said, "the ideals on which our government was founded are nearly perfect." He said, "But there are a million things wrong with it." And I said, "Well, what's that, Pop?" He said, "People work for the government." And he said, "Anytime you have people involved in things, there's going to be corruption."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a young kid at the time, you didn't think much of it because you were running down the street on your bicycle having a good time. But now that I'm, you know, well up in my age and I've seen where all my money's went, and now the picture has been opened to me by people like you over the years and stuff, it just horrifies me to see what's coming down the road for our future and our children.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So, and most people are on that road, you know, they're coasting along, not realizing, hey, there's a cliff at the end and it's a long way down.
And getting back to the terror attacks you're talking about, you know, there were so many Saudis involved in that, but you see our president holding hands with the Emir.
Well, there was
Amir.
A core of Saudis, you know, including the Bin Ladens, who have had business relationships with the Bushes for all of these years, going back to the 70s, if you will.
Well, I thought like nine of them were from Saudi Arabia.
You mean the so-called hijackers?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was really something that was put out by the Bush administration. But the reality is the hijackers themselves, if they truly were on those planes and not commandeered, were not from Saudi Arabia. In fact, there were autopsies performed on those who survived. I believe it was Flight 77. And there wasn't one Arab man on that plane. So, I mean, this is all in your face information. You know, the government claimed they were Saudis, and the government claimed they were Middle Easterners because that's what the government wanted people to think, just like they wanted us to think that the Japanese performed a sneak attack on America at Pearl Harbor. They want that need to go into the Middle East, just like they wanted to get into the war in World War II. You see, it's all
operation.
About lying and deception, my friend. Ask George Bush to come forward with the proof. Ask him and John Ashcroft, who's no longer there, ask these men, just give us the facts, give us the evidence of what you say. Well, they can't because of national security. That would jeopardize our security, wouldn't it?
That's right, but check this out. If nothing else, when George Bush first ran for president, he was in Iowa. He talked about how Jesus Christ saved his life. Mm. And fast forward to now and see how he is selling out the American people.
Well, if that's salvation, then you know damnation is preferable, right?
Oh, yes.
You see how they've mocked the gospel, and what they've done is unforgivable, in my opinion, because they are really giving occasion to blaspheme the testimony of Christ. And that's the most evil thing they can do. And men like John Hagee and the late Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and all of these other luminaries of evangelicalism have a lot to answer for before the Almighty on that day. Believe me, they do.
Well, I tell you something about Jerry Falwell. He aggravated me to death because I cornered him in a conversation once. I happened to get him on his phone. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you're connected with all this political stuff and you're part of the corporate scheme under 501(c) and your college is run off, you know, all this money, donations and everything that comes in that you don't pay taxes on. Do you realize, because you've got a law library, Pat Roberts got a law library, do you ever sit down and read what they're doing to us through all of this and the taxation, how we're paying for all this? And he just didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
To him, it was just something not to be, you know, spoken about.
No wonder.
And I pray for the man. I hope he ended up going to heaven and everything. But these people in those positions, okay, like Pat Robertson still living today, if he was truly about the American people, he would be telling them the truth, and they know what the truth is.
Right.
Well, look, I've taken up too much of your
time. The truth will make you free indeed. Thank you for checking in, Joe, and stay safe on the highways.
And I'll keep listening to you.
I know you will. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay, good night now. What was that, Manny? All right. Well, we'll do that after the break then, because the break is so close. We don't want to do anything too hastily or too prematurely now, do we? Don't forget Dr. Corsi, Jerry Corsi is coming up on the program. We hope in just about 11 or 12 minutes. in the second hour tonight to talk about his experiences up north, yes, indeed, in Kannada, to see George Bush's his lips moving. And you know what he's doing, Manny. You know what he's doing when he moves his lips, right? What is he doing? Oh, Manny, you win a free trip to New England. No cookie? We'll give you a chocolate chip cookie on the way in. How's that? But it's a one-way trip. You have to pay your way back. I'm sorry. Can't afford it. Can't afford it. You know, you make me laugh when you say that, the cookies, the chocolate chip cookies, because we had Nelson Rockefeller, the late, great, wonderful, beautiful Nelson Rockefeller, visit our state, Rhode Island, where I'm from, those of you new listeners, and he got off the plane and somebody offered him, believe it or not, a chocolate chip cookie. And guess what he said? He said, "Ooh, my favorite cookie." All right. Be right back with none other than Henry in Connecticut. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
All right, I'm back, and Henry is next in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. You're going to have Corsi on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's going to talk about the union.
Oh, yes. He's going to speak about the summit in Canada.
You're taking calls after that?
Yes, we will. We'll take calls. You may call back if you have a question.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want... Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, the only thing I was going to mention tonight is I had a little argument with somebody, you know, with this stuff with Hillary, because Hillary's still out there.
Uh-huh.
And
she
apparently...
Is?
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah.
Well, I know there's a lot of things out there.
Yeah.
I guess she's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just there's really a difference. But what I was saying is this, and I find this very interesting.
All right.
Hillary, she would have a problem with her own constituency because there was a couple of college students that were blasting Schofield, I think his name is, or Schofield, or Schaefer.
Oh, yes.
Because he supported the war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, who's,
well,
wait a minute. Who are you speaking about? Schaefer?
Yeah, Schaefer, the guy.
Schaefer who?
There's a guy in Rhode Island. He used to. Well, he lost his seat, but he used to.
Well, that's John Schaefer, you mean.
John Schaefer, okay.
No, that's Link Schaefer, his son. You're talking about Link?
Oh, Link, okay.
Well, he didn't support the war. He voted against the war.
Oh, no, he voted against the war, but there was... But there was something else he voted for.
Right. Well, yes, he did vote for some compromises, and he did vote for the Patriot Act, yes.
Yeah, right. That's what it was.
Originally,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, when Hillary came, I think Hillary last year, she came to Rhode Island, but anyway, she making some speech to the union, the AFCLO.
It's AFL-CIO.
American, yeah, AFCLO, right. That is a union, I want you to know, that Hal Turner had a protest against illegal aliens somewhere in New Jersey, and that union paid these illegal bean people $50 plus hotel plus pizza and whatever for the night before so they could show up to protest against his protest, you know. And they were being paid, whether people that protest with Hal Turner or not. But back it up. Getting to that is that Hillary made a speech at a convention or a gathering in front of people of that union, and there was somebody stood up and blasted her for supporting the war. Now I would presume that a lot of people think she's got it and she's going to win and this and that. Unless she does what Bush does, there's going to be a lot of the own Democrat constituency. Someone who's even, you know, younger, even the ones in their 20s or whatever, that are going to question her and probably are going to be against her because of the fact that she voted for the war and she's flip-flopping. And they really don't believe
her. No, Henry, she didn't know. Based on the evidence at the time she was given.
Yeah, that's what
given,
she says, yeah.
She had no other choice. But now that she's seen the disastrous effects of the dishonesties and the lies of Mr. Bush, now she's taken the other side of the issue. Give her some credit. Now.
Yeah, like she did at the union when she made a speech at the union. She said she was against NAFTA, she was against GATT, and she always was, and so on, so on, so. And then they said, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
They said, your husband was behind all that thing. He signed it and everything.
And she was behind him.
Yeah, right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she's...
But remember, she can't remember.
Yeah,
Hillary doesn't remember any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But she has a beautiful, beautiful face and a beautiful mind, and she remembers everything that's positive.
Yeah,
you
and
say,
I'm trying to
there
think
you
of
go.
It.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, and who's that woman?
Not much time. We're going to be up against the break, so if you want to
Donna Shalala. Yeah, well, anyway, I hope Ron Paul seems to be the best thing the Republicans got.
Oh, yes. But...
What would you think of Dodd, though? I mean, I'm not overly pushing with Dodd, but... Dodd seems to say stuff that makes better sense.
Well, you know what it is. He's a liberal
Democrat.
He's full
of crap, yeah.
And he plays both sides of the aisle. He's a
typical
politician.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Henry. You can call back if you have a question for Dr. Corsi on this summit. We're limiting the discussion, obviously, to the issue at hand, which is the SPP summit. We only have them in the next hour. So if you have a question or comment, get right to the point. We'll be right back, hour number two, with Jerome Corsi, our guest.